Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita. Here on Sunday, April 13th, 2014, my name is Sucharita, and I'm happy to share with you in this powerful Sunday, especially since it's the day of the year that the sun is most important in our lives, in that it's going to impact the sign of Aries, and it's exalted in that position. And we're going to hear from Radha, our Vedic astrology specialist, and she's going to give us a heads up of what's going to be happening as the sun transits this sign, Aries, the first sign of the zodiac in everyone's birth chart. And then she's going to give us tips and practical application of what it is that we can do in our lives to be more and more aware of the sun's energy and how it's impacting our lives, and then how to use it so that in the next 30 days we're really getting a jump start into the new year. The Vedic or Tamil New Year is going to be happening on April 14th, I believe it is, depending on where you are. Even though it's the 13th here in the West, it's going to be also celebrated on the 14th in India. So we're going to have a quick program today because it's so great. In the next hour at noon Eastern Daylight Time or 9 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, we're going to finish this call up, and then we're going to jump on the webcast the Google Hangout, where Dr. Pillai is going to be giving a live message. So he will be live in an hour from now. So we're going to have a little prelude to what's going to be happening with the sun moving, transiting the sign of Aries. In these next 30 days, Radha is going to give us some practice, things for our practice, and then also some tips that we can be aware of and how to apply those tips and practices in our daily lives thereafter for the next 30 days. And then next week we will meet and talk about what happened. So it'll be a pretty to-the-point program today. So the meditation that we're going to do now is going to be quite short, so you know, get in a space of receptivity while I'm just getting us ready to go. But it's going to be really powerful too. So just allow yourself to be receptive. Don't try to, you know, focus too hard on what's going on. We're just going to enliven the sun's energy in our brain and then in the rest of our body, and then allow that information, because it's kind of like we're using the keywords or the passwords or the passcodes, as Dr. Pillai says, to open up our own spiritual selves to these divine beings, these natural entities, the celestial beings, and the sun in particular today. So the sun's energy is really powerful. It's Sunday. It's the start of the new year, and we're going to feel that energy coming into us. So some of you may feel heat. Some of you might feel like a lot of light, or it's very intense. Some things might come up for you. That's all within the normal range. Some people might just be like totally, you know, immersed in the divine energy. So whatever happens to you, each and every one of you, is what's supposed to happen for you. And then we'll open up the call and see what happens, what has happened with some of the members who would like to share. So we're going to wrap it up really quick today. It's going to be right at the hour, so then we can go on to the Google Hangout on PillaiCenter.com and then watch live Dr. Pillai showing, giving us the message for the new year. And it'll probably be a practice too. So there you'll get your Sunday practice in. Radha, are you there?
Good morning. This is Radha.
Hi, Radha. How are you? Thanks for joining.
Good. Yeah, thank you for having the call. My pleasure. That was a really energizing meditation with the energy of the sun.
Oh, good. It makes kind of sense because the sun is in Aries, and that's what you're going to tell us all about. So let's see what you have to say. Thanks.
Yeah, great. Well, the sun is officially entering Aries tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern time, but there are no hard and fast lines in the sky. So basically, you know, we're pretty close right now, and it's going to be in Aries for the next month until May 14th. And Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, and the sun is exalted there, as Sucrita, as you mentioned. The sun symbolizes our soul, our father, royal consciousness, and also energy and activity. So exalted sun means that the sun will be at maximum power. And accordingly, life energy and vitality will also be at their highest level this month. So all this power that's going to be abundantly available to us, we can use it to energize our goals and to push forward our projects and any type of manifestation that we want to realize in concrete form for the next 12 months. When the sun moves into Aries and becomes exalted, it actually renews the energy of the entire world and also for us personally. And this is what we call the Vedic New Year. Dr. Pillai says that this is the true start of the new year because of this renewal of energy. And Dr. Pillai recommends that you take some time, maybe today or tomorrow in the coming days, to reflect on this new beginning and ask yourself, how do you want to structure your life for the next year? So again, this is the best time of the year to write down your goals for the coming months, because the sun's energy is just going to energize those goals, and it'll give you the strength to take the action, to take the steps to realize them. Now, a little bit more about Aries. As the first sign of the zodiac, it relates to yourself, your identity, and also your physical body. It's ruled by Mars, which is a fiery planet of action, problem-solving, and courage. And actually, Mars is going to be aspecting the sun as well, so that's just going to increase the energy even more. Mars and sun are both fiery planets, and fire has to do with taking action. So this month you may experience higher energy levels and a better ability to take action. This month you might need to focus on your health, your career, or your personal needs. It's a great time to do activities to advance or promote yourself. And because Mars can be associated with anger as well, and maybe a little, the sun could be too to some extent, be careful not to give in to impatience, anger, or selfishness. Now, the shadow planet Ketu is going to be with the sun in Aries, and especially right now, they're very, very close together. And Ketu is a saintly planet. It's a planet of unboundedness, detachment, very refined technologies, surprises, and spiritual liberation. And having Sun and Ketu there together can support you in reorganizing your life in a positive way. Also, Astrovet has given some additional info about this specific Vedic New Year. They have mentioned that because Sun is with Ketu, which is a karmic planet, when you honor the Sun, it'll help you dispel your karma. And Sun is exalted for the next month, and Saturn is also exalted. And they're mutually aspecting each other. In other words, they're looking at each other. And so that adds some more energy that will help you to dissolve your mediocre life if you felt you had you've had a mediocre life up to this point. And let's see, and just the fact that Mars is looking at the sun or aspecting the sun gives you, you amps up the power and energy even more for taking action and solving problems. And so as a great practice to do tonight, and especially tomorrow, we're celebrating the Vedic New Year, but you could do it tonight at 7 p.m., or sorry, 10 p.m. Eastern, is to chant the Gayatri Mantra, and which we practice in our meditation, and just to access the incredible energy and intelligence of the sun. And the other interesting thing about this Vedic New Year is that it's coinciding on Monday, tomorrow, with the full moon, and it's the Chitra Purnima full moon. And each full moon throughout the year is a very powerful energy vortex, and they're all slightly different depending on where the moon and the sun is that particular day. And so this one occurs when the moon is in the Chitra birth star. And so it brings the energy of a deity called Chitragupta. And he is said to be the one who keeps a tally sheet of our good and bad deeds. And these records are also called the Akashic Records, I do believe. And so on this day, if you're sincere, if you repent sincerely for the sins that you've done, you can vow not to repeat the errors and pray to Chitragupta, and then you can wash away the old karmas and the mistakes and the wreckage of the past. And of course, the best remedy to help to wash away and to clear away your karma is to donate or to otherwise help persons who are suffering, like donating food and clothes, etc. So the fact that the Chitra Purnima full moon is happening on the same day as the Vedic New Year, I think it really reinforces that this could be a real new beginning for us. If we sincerely want to do better and to be better, we can clear away the negativity of the past and we can have a fresh start. So quick summary is just to write your goals, maybe take some time today, and then and take lots of action this month. And it should be fruitful. Sucharita, do you have anything to add on this?
Yeah, that was great, and thanks for really highlighting and honing us in on what it is that the sun is going to be doing. And for those people who are listening and they might think, oh my God, is this an astrology class? I don't understand it, and I hear you. You know, it takes a long time to figure out what's going on with the planets, but I think you've encapsulated it quite lovely in that the sun is our soul. And the sun is, our soul is trying to tell us, okay, what do you want to live out next? And what will be your highest way or the best way for you to resolve your current issues or challenges that you are constantly seeing in the life? There's patterns of behavior that we just want to get rid of. You know, if we're always anxious, if we have anxiety in our lives, even though our lives can be, you know, going day to day, we constantly wake up with these anxious thoughts of, oh, I wish my life were different, or why does my life have to be this way? Well, the sun, when we pay attention to the sun in Aries during this 30 days, these next 30 days, and we write out our goals, as you said, you know, you will understand, okay, in the areas of health, in my career, in my family, in my relationships. You can just say it like that. Those areas of your life or finances, maybe those five areas of your life, you can just say, I want the sun to illuminate my soul and to help me to understand what it is that I need to really focus on that will reduce anxiety in my life, or maybe even dissolve it altogether. Because as you said too, these other configurations like K2 with the sun, it's helping you to be detached from that kind of anxiety or frustration or depression. You know, the sun also helps us to get out of long chronic depression, you know, where we've kind of felt numb in our lives or even to the point of being really sad, you know, for it not being fruitful. And also the sun with K2 will give you that energy to just keep doing your spiritual practices. For some reason, you've started to pay attention to the importance of having a spiritual practice, even if it's just a mantra practice or joining these kinds of calls where you're joining other people and you're going to hear about different things that are going on in the world that's not part of everyday living. You know, as we carry out our daily routine and have to do our chores and go to work and all that stuff, and people talk about the weather or they talk about TV, you know, sports, things like that, that's really exciting for them, but it's not really cutting it for you because it's not really helping you to go inside and then to see, oh, you know, why did I choose this lifetime where I would have to go through these challenges in my life that I see, and then being here in the program or with Dr. Pillai, however you met him, either through YouTube or through webcasts or maybe even in person or through programs. You know, here you are. We all are here together to say, okay, our soul, our individual souls have come together, but then collectively we're really going to do something that supports our spiritual path. And as you said, it's a really great opportunity being in Chitragupta, or being in Chitra, the star, and then Chitragupta is the full moon that's coming up. And it's going to be in alignment with this Vedic New Year. It's going to give us this fresh, clean slate. I know we always talk about that, having a fresh, clean slate as we're going along. But this is a really powerful time, only once in the year that it's happening. And so we can just surrender all of it. And sometimes our problems are so overwhelming, our anxiety is so overwhelming that we don't even know how to articulate it. So it doesn't matter. You can just say, I've made some mistakes, because that's what a sin is. It's just a mistake that you kept repeating in the past, maybe in past lives, and is showing up in this life. And we just need it to be dissolved away. So burned away. You know, there's a lot of fire energy with Mars and aspecting it or looking at it, as you said, Radha, at the sun. And so that energy, Mars energy, gives you the courage and the power and the strength to take action. And even if you don't take the physical steps start to resolve your issues, you start to take the action to go and get more spiritual energy, because with that spiritual energy comes that ability to see more in your life. It gives you consciousness, because fire, the element of fire, is also represented as consciousness. So when you burn away old consciousness, old ways of thinking, old ways of attracting others into your life, and that holds a certain consciousness. You got immersed or swept away with mundane reality and went after those goals, and they weren't fulfilling for very long, or maybe they weren't giving you the results that you wanted to see, that long-lasting happiness and eternal joy, and you've been doing everything by the book and it's not working out. So the consciousness now will shift inside of you. And as the sun illuminates that area of your life where you say, I'm going to focus on health, I'm going to focus on cleaning up my soul, the karmas of the past, so that I can have a new outlook, and then these other planets and aspects are going to help you to be detached from the negativity that has been blocking your progress. And it's not going to take work. It's just going to be there. You just pray, okay, K2, I know that you can help me to be detached. So, you know, K2 is also associated on Sundays. So, Sundays praying to Ganesha, the overlord of K2. Is like you will get that energy to just dissolve away bad behaviors, bad karmas, as Dr. Pillai says, that are preventing you from seeing what could be good for you. So, you know, someone can give, come along, and Dr. Playa says this so many times, someone can give along, come along and present to you and be the best person for you to be in a relationship with. It can be the somebody gives puts money in your bank account and, you know, you get an inheritance or you have some lottery that's coming. Or someone even says you have good health, and then because your consciousness won't believe it, it will manifest the opposite. It will want to not accept the gift. It will not. It will want to go away from the person. It will not recognize that that can bring true happiness into your life. So, when we use the sun's energy during this next month, because it's the start of the zodiac, the Vedic New Year, it's everything. Every thought that you think has the opportunity to turn around and be illuminated. So if you say, oh, I really want this to happen, and then you say, but I don't know how it's going to happen, and I don't think that I can do that. And even if you tell me, yes, that's going to happen, if I say this mantra or I do this thing, catch yourself. Catch yourself going into that next thought and then just say, no, this is like I'm going to be prepared for the lottery in my life. And the lottery can come through health, wealth, and happiness. And vitality and strength and courage, because all the planets are gathering in the sky, and they're talking to each other. They're setting it up so that people who are aware, they can really tap into that energy and make some great strides. So it will help you to take action. You'll get on your spiritual path, and not only will you get on your spiritual path, you will get more out of it. So if you think, oh, my God, I've been practicing mantras, I've been, you know, joining this program, doing that, I've been doing charity, and I'm not seeing the results, this is the time of the year that that can culminate, and it can reveal to you what it is that you've been building up and investing in. And if you have still have that thought, nothing's happening, then you pray during this full moon coming up, the Chitragupta full moon, and just say, get rid of this negative thought, this gray cloud of melancholy that is blocking my view. You know, because the sun is always there in the sky. When the clouds are in front of it, the sun's always there. We just need the clouds to get out of the way. So knowing that, it's, you know, this too shall pass, just like gray clouds pass or the storm passes in your life. You just say, okay, I know that the sun is behind that. You know, the people call that the silver lining moments, right, where there's a silver lining in every cloud. If you can just understand that it's your consciousness that is pulling towards you everything that is happening in your life. So if you don't like what you see, then you've got to work on those clouds being, you know, dissolved away or blown away, or, you know, whatever analogy it is or metaphor, or, you know, if you can imagine it happening in your life, then that's what will happen in your everyday practice, as you're doing your mantra practice or as you're doing any meditation practice or visualizing the sun or empowering your goals. Again, there are no hard and fast rules. If you don't have time to write down your goals, like in sentence form or in paragraphs or a story, although the more clear you are on it, people even do vision boards at this time of the year. They get a Bristol board or a blackboard or, you know, a storyboard, and they put post-it notes or they make pictures, cut out pictures of scenes that they want to see in their life. One person even, she does it every year, and she said, every year, every single thing that I put on that vision board happens. And sometimes, one time she wanted even Dr. Pillai to come to her country and see her. And he never goes there. I don't think he's been back there either. But she had said, I want him to come, and I want him to come to this country, and I want him to be here for like a seminar. And he didn't come for almost the whole year. In that final month of that year, he came, and he did a small event, And she and her husband got to drive him around to, you know, the event and to back to his hotel and things like that. So she was just like, I'm doing this every year. And so that's what it will help you to do when you see your vision board or you see your goals every day. You know, if you're not into being creative like that, just write down your goals every day. It can just be your health, wealth, you know, your finances. It can just be one word, your relationships, your job or career or profession. Just put one word down there, your spiritual path. And those five or six words will hit your consciousness and fire you up. And then all the rest of the planets, these celestial energies that are coming to you will support that, because you're always looking towards that. You're not looking in your mundane life to make your problems to go away, because it hasn't happened so far. You have to take the steps in your everyday life. You have to take action in your everyday life, but to go always to that higher consciousness is going to be make things to happen faster, because they're not in the same time zone as us, per se, or how time gets played out. You know, the sun is shining, but you, unless you count the days, you won't know, you know, how many days have gone by. So just imagine that if you can say in this next year what it is that you want to do and put all those into picture form or into, you know, words or a storyboard for yourself, you will start to attract those situations to yourself. You know, even all the greats, Einstein said, you know, whatever happened to me, it was because it came through my imagination. I didn't have to think at all. He just got into a state of consciousness that was beyond what he was working on so hard and couldn't resolve. And nothing would, couldn't have a breakthrough. And so he just would, you know, be in kind of like a meditative state, and all of a sudden, he just imagined the answer to be there, and there it was. And then he had to go and prove it and present it thereafter. But that's how fast your problems can be resolved. The thing, the next step for you to do can be that. And then the spiritual energy that is here is going to fire up your consciousness in a whole new way. And the soul is all about, you know, burning. You want to burn away those sort of those black marks on the soul that are causing blocks to light coming in, right? So it's kind of like you have these blinds up on your soul or curtains, and then you want to burn them away with consciousness, with the right kind of consciousness, to bring in that energy to light up your life or illuminate your life. So, I think that's a great summary that you gave us, Radha. And the one thing that I wanted to add about the Vedic New Year, or this particular year ahead, according to the Vedic science, it is called Jaya. And Jaya, J-A-Y-A, is translated as victory. So, you know, everyone in the world is going to experience this, not just individuals, but everyone in the world. We're going to see victories all over the world. So in your own life, write out those different areas of your life and just write next to it, victory. You know, health, victory, or success, if that's a better word for you. Or what it is, like I want perfect health, or I want my disease to go away, or I want my anxiousness to go away. You know, if you write that and that's a victory to you, you're going to experience small victories every day, because that's what you're putting in your consciousness. So whatever you feed your mind, that's what's going to come forward, and you'll be attracting that more and more. And if you're not attracting it, then you got to change your mind. And so this combination, all this fire energy is going to say, nope, don't want that, burn that away. And then Ketu is going to give you that ability to just drop it, let it go, you know, walk away from that fire. That's just a, you know, a burning building. You shouldn't be near that anyways. Let someone else take care of that. And then what do you want to go over and manifest? Oh, I want to go into this building. That's a better building. It's safer, right? So, you know, think in your life, where it is that you want to experience victory, not just at the end of the year, in every small victories of everyday life. And the victory can start with just every time a negative thought comes up, or I can't have it, or I'm still anxious, or nothing is happening. Those are all blocks. You are creating your own blocks to the karmas that are presenting. You're saying, I accept this karma, so therefore I won't get. Or it depends on someone else. No, that's just a, you know, that's a burning building. It's not going to go anywhere. So, you know, you've already burnt it down. So go to the point, turn your thought around and say, I want this to be fired up in my life. I want to see this, because sight is also fire. The perception of sight is fire consciousness. So the consciousness is going to come from within, and then it's going to go and attract whatever it is that you want to see. So the vision board is a really great way, or your list, or as Radha said, write out your goals and take time to reflect on it and say, am I doing that every day? Put post-it notes of those five areas of your life and stick it on your mirror, or stick it on your computer, or stick it in your purse, in your wallet. And then you just say the mantra, whatever mantra it is that you're working with at that point of the year. And then Dr. Pillai is going to give us probably some more information about how to get the most out of this Vedic New Year, and he's going to give us a meditation that we can do, so you can even do that meditation. There's also the webcast tonight is Monday night, I think it is, through PillaiCenter.com. There's going to be a webcast that you can purchase, and then you can watch it for the next 30 days. And it's going to be Dr. Pillai's message for the new year. And he's going to help, you'll be given a meditation where you can experience the shift in your consciousness, because we all want to see shift happening in our life. So shift in consciousness will happen when we cultivate that, when we cultivate that inside of ourselves. So if you can afford it, if it fits within your budget, it's only one time of the year that you could, you know, tap into this energy and this special message that Dr. Pillai is giving. And then you can watch it on demand for however often you want to in the next 30 days. That will be yours. And then thereafter, you can continue to put that meditation into your practice, because I think there will be audios that will be available as well for download. So you'll have an audio practice that you can go by and put that into your life. Last year, I was in India, and I had spent several months there, and I was there for the Vedic New Year, and he gave a special teaching or practice, and I've been doing it for the full year as often as I could, along with my other meditation practice, but I came back to that one because it was so powerful. It was so empowering for me, and it created the shift that I wanted to see. And so when I look back now, I think, oh, my God, all I had to do was just do the practice. I didn't really have to think too much. I had the things that I wanted to work on, my goals. I had the vision of what I wanted to see and how I wanted it to play out. And it's really, really come to be that way. And I had to just keep getting outside of myself, out of my old way of thinking, which was just mundane thinking, and then keep praying and going to the spiritual practices, and then energizing my silliness, my silly thoughts to more powerful thoughts, and then allowing the divine to say, okay, this is how it's going to roll out. And then there was less anxiety, and there was more joy. And even when I would come banging up against obstacles, I just said, okay, this too shall pass, like a gray cloud in the sky. It's going to pass. Like the long winter in Toronto, Canada, it passed. And we're starting to have some beautiful sunshine after 6 months of, you know, being locked in cold, a freeze. And not just here, but in North America. But during those times, I was like, okay, this too shall pass, this too shall pass. And it has passed, right? So you never want to give in to the gray or debilitating times in your life, because time flies. Time flies. And so what are you doing with that time? So even though we're human and we just have these negative thoughts, you just get rid of them, you know, and how to do it best is to go into your practice and do your mantra practice. At this point of the year, you're going to get a really powerful practice from Dr. Pillai, and that will carry you through all the way through this next year. So that's what I wanted to share about the transit of the sun today and tomorrow, wherever, depending on where you are in the world. And then the full moon, joining the full moon in Chitragupta. Go look on to astrovet.com, PillaiCenter.com, and find out how you can get the most out of it. Do your practices. Pray to the sun. Because the sun, when you pray to the sun, it means you're praying to your own soul. And then collectively, if we all do that together, we're going to raise the consciousness of the whole world, because we're from all around the world. And when we connect and our consciousness meets up with each other, then we can bring a whole bright new future for us and the generations to follow. So we have about 5 minutes. Sorry that we had to go on, but it was really important to get this message. And I really, really appreciate, Radha, you lighting the way for us to see how the sun can be most useful to us and how we can use that energy in our life.
Sure, you're very welcome. And thanks a lot for your insights, Sucharita.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, I'm excited about the vision board now.
I know, right? Isn't that a great story?
Yeah.
Yeah, the girl who did this, she just said, and I want Dr. Pillai to come to my country. And he never goes there. And he did. And it was like right at the end of that year. So do the vision board just for fun. I mean, you have nothing to lose, right? And it's something to, you know, really challenge our ways of thinking, our boundaries that we put on each other. And even if you look at that vision board and say, it hasn't happened, you never know. It might take to the very end for it all to come together and happen for you. But if you're really sincere and you get rid of those, you know, gray clouds, then definitely things will happen in some areas of your life, and then others might take a little bit longer. But it's a great way to measure your progress, because most people, like the past 6 months in Toronto with this terrible weather, 6 months went by like nothing, and I think, oh my gosh, now that it's gone by, what did I really do during those 6 months? I hope I did a lot. So look back and say, oh, yes, I accomplished this, I did this, I did this, I did this. Oh, okay, great. Good thing it was a bad winter, because I wouldn't have done all those other things. So you have to be kind to yourself, too, when you're reflecting and you're looking and you're saying, okay, where has this time gone? But then how can I be more aware of how I use my time moving forward? And the sun, in its most powerful position, will help to get more excited about doing that.
That's a great point. Yeah, and also I'm looking back, I'm noticing that in this month of sun exaltation last year, there were a couple things that got, I think the sun kind of burned them out of my life. Like,
yeah,
couple things ended. And at the time, it was like, whoa, what's going on? Like, I thought I was supposed to be manifesting all this new great stuff this month, and then two things ended. But then, you know, a year has passed now, and I see that that was the best that those things could end, because the new things that came in were a lot more positive.
That's a really, really great point. So we want to think of the things, too, when we're looking at it and say, okay, I want to stop being anxious. And in your life, those things will start to fall away that are causing you anxiety. So, you know, if that does fall away, like you said, Radha, it was looking back, you'll be able to see, okay, this is for the better. And not even looking back from the year gone by, but just looking at it and saying, okay, I need to let go of that. I don't understand why I have to. I don't understand it's causing me more anxiety, but I need to let go of it, because this is just something that needs to leave me, and it will kind of kick back before it finally leaves, because it's been with you for a long time, right? So, and it hasn't been able to be resolved. So whatever area in your life that you haven't been able to resolve, either through your spiritual practices or, you know, taking practical steps and trying to get support, if that's not working for you, then you just surrender it. And surrender doesn't mean, oh my God, giving up and, you know, lying down and going to sleep, you know, and not, you know, pull the covers over your head. That's not surrender. It's like, okay, I just have to carry on in my life and I have to leave this behind, and the divine has to say, you know, decide how it's going to go. So I think that's a really great point. So on that note, now we're at the top of the hour, and this is the hour that we can all go and over to plycenter.com, and you can log in, and you'll see Google Hangout there, and Jayrata will be there with Dr. Ply, and Dr. Ply will be giving us the New Year message. So thanks for joining, everyone. Sundays with Sucharita. We'll see you next Sunday, and always looking forward to your emails. You can send an email to Sundays with Sucharita at plycenter.com or sucharita@plycenter.com. I can answer from there. But if it comes to Sundays with Sucharita, or Sundays with Sucharita at plycenter.com, then I can answer you directly from there. So thanks, everyone. Thanks again, Radha. And we'll see you in this New Year celebration with Dr. Ply next. Take care. Bye-bye.